A public park.
The Internet, 1996 World Exposition. A World's Fair for the Information Age.
Luther Brown interviews Germaine Swanson, owner and chef of Germaine's, a restaurant located near Embassy Row in Washington, D.C. In this segment, we learn about Germaine's very personal approach to Vietnamese cuisine and her experiences serving and teaching her clientele of friends, diplomats, Hollywood stars, and even presidents.
This is Germaine Swanson, the owner, proprietor, chief cook, executive chef, and everything for Germaine's Restaurant in Washington. Tell me, first of all, Germaine, how did you come up with the idea of starting a restaurant?
Well, when I came back to the United States in 1971 with my husband, and as an Asian, I'm always looking for Asian restaurant or Chinese restaurant to eat. But every time I finish eating in Chinese restaurant, I always get sick, and I didn't know why. I couldn't breathe, or my skin break out, rash and red. Then I find out later on that they use MSG that I'm allergic with. So from that on, I refused to go to Oriental restaurant, a Chinese restaurant. I start cooking for myself, which I never cooked my whole life. In Vietnam, we always have maid and cook and cooks for family, maids for family so many years, and we never have to go in the kitchen, and I not even know how to boil water. So I start cooking at home, and while I cooking, I keep thinking about my grandmother, and my mother keep saying, when you want this to be good, you have to add this and add that. The time that my mother told me about that when I was young, I say, oh, geez, mother and grandmother, you talk too much. Who needs to cook? You know, we always have maid and cooks and chef at home. But on and on, you know, think it back to you, because somehow it's get from 1 year, didn't go out in another year, a little bit stay back in your brain, which that's a help. So, well, the first thing I recall when I cook at home for Dick, my husband, he is a gourmet, and also all his friends stop by in our house on the way, you know, from Asia. I remember my grandmother said, if you know how to cook the chicken broth as clear as rainwater, then you become a good cook. Then I recall that how she did it, you know. Then start from that then, and I cook from one dish to another dish, and one day every other days I testing myself by cooking more dishes at a time to see how far I can cook, how far I can go, how good the foods that I cook, you know. And that time Dick was traveling a lot for Life magazine. Then I cook so much, every time he came home, I stopped by the airport. He's always pick up a phone, call the airport. Guess what? I cross in the airport today, Germaine. Friends so-and-so. We have so many friends that we meet in Asia. And I'm going to bring him home for dinner. So I said, how many of you? He said, well, there's only four of us, but never four. He's always from four. He will bring home six, eight, or ten. So what I did is I always flip out whatever the meat I have in a refrigerator, or the food in the refrigerator, and start cooking. Then there's always enough food for 10 to 15 people. But before that, I always testing myself, and I cook so much food, and I pick up the phone, call on my friends that I know from Asia that we're moving back here, or the press journalists that are working with me and my husband in Vietnam, or Time and Life people, and NBC, CBS, that we know them all. And come in to enjoy your dinner and let me know and tell me what you think. And amazing that they always give me a compliment that the best food they ever have in Washington since, you know, they come back from Asia. Then a group of friends and the ladies friend and their wife formed a group themselves, twist my arm to teach them how to cook at home. So to start with home cooking in 1972, and Mr. Bill Rice heard about my home cooking. Actually, was among friend gathering instead of cooking class. Then they decided every Saturday I should have a cooking class, a gathering, so we can talk about friends, husband, children. We can be free talking about Tunis, that, you know, anything you want to talk, because we all close friends. So one day Bill Rice heard about our home cooking and phoned me and asked me, can he be in the class with us? So I say, why not? At that time, I had no idea who Bill Rice was. But he said he's from Washington Post. I said, okay. So he came to stay with us one cooking class on Saturday, and he came back and he wrote his wonderful article, and he even wrote about, oh, those ladies really not seriously cooking. They're talking about Tunis, they're talking about their husband. And then Jermaine had to shut him up. Come on, ladies, you have to cook and then enjoy your cooking here. And then after cooking, we all set everything on the table. We all enjoy your meal. So Bill Rice also joined us the meal that day. But about 2 or 3 weeks later, the article came out. I end up a book about 300 students. Then suddenly I became professional cooking teacher, which I never realized it. Then with that, I have to study more and write recipes out and have to study more and set up classes by classes. And not even that, you know, the beginning of the class is done, and same student wants to stay for the second class and third class, because on and on, because after the beginning class, you learn how to cook the rice and make the chicken broth and prep the meat and everything, and basically how to know how to stir fry, and after that you go into the other dishes, more kind of banquet style. And everybody loved it. Then I had cooking classes about almost 3 years. Then 1975, Vietnam fell, and my husband went back home, picked up 12 members of my family, came to the United States, and there's a good reason for all my students and all my journalist friends in Japan, it's time for you to open a restaurant. We cannot eat free in your home anymore. So that's how we start. We open in September 1978, and all our friends journalists come in, and we instantly become successful then. And now it's almost 19 years in this same location, same restaurant, and I still always have the politicians, senators, congressmen, all the presidents. As a matter of fact, last month, President Clinton and Mrs. the First Lady here, and they blocked all the roads, and Wisconsin was blocked, and there are about a couple hundred people downstairs, wave on them and applause when they walk out. And they had about 10 security people here, and they have to call in increasing more security because so many people downstairs on the street, you know, waiting for them to come out and meet them. And beside that, we have every movie star come in town, like Jack Nicholson, Warren Beatty, and Diane Keaton, and Janet Bening, Robert Redford, you name them all, they do movie and film. Mr. Michael Nichols is his favorite place, with Diane Sawyer, and whenever they're in town, they puff in. And locally, we have Bill Plant with his wife, Robin Smith, and Sam Donaldson, Ted Koppel, and we have everybody in town that's always coming here. And I'm enjoy working very much this restaurant, meet nice people and all my friends who supported me. And it's not a question of supporting me, but it's a question that they come here, they have a good food, they look around, they see their family face, they see sometimes that they have friends they didn't see from class, classmate many years, and suddenly they meet here, they're so happy. And the most happy time for me that I see many young couples come in here in love, and later they give the ring, engage right here in the tables here. That's really, really like a reward to me. And I'm very happy, and I'm enjoy working very much.
A public park.
All right. Did you think that would be the way you would feel when you first started?
Well, To tell the truth is when I first started, I had no idea. And I had no idea how it's going to be. And, one run to another one. And, things just come in to a restaurant business, I think. Is actually, sometimes I feel that this is like the embassy, because we have all the ambassadors. We are so close by the ambassadors' roles here. We have all kind of ambassadors coming here from one term to another term, and said, "Oh, my next successor will be coming. I will introduce him to you." And my next ambassador come in, I introduce to you, and I bring him here. So that's the way every ambassadors will stop by here. Sometimes I have a hard time to find out that which embassy do not get along with country, which ambassador I have to separate them, could not get sit them in the same room.
They have a diplomatic problem.
Diplomatic problem. And sometimes I feel that I run the embassy here, But I enjoyed it and loved it very much.
What would you say is the main difference between Vietnamese food and other kinds of food?
The Vietnamese foods are lighter, less grease and less starch. We don't use the Vietnamese food is not starchy very much, like Chinese. Chinese is everything with cornstarch on the end, thickness with gravy and cornstarch. The Vietnamese food is healthier because we use a lot of spices and marinate before we cook, mostly the grill or quick fry, a quick stir fry. We don't use a lot of deep fried like Chinese and all. But the reason is the Vietnamese food is so good, and we have all these sort of kind of herbs in our country, and we use herbs to marinate the food before we cook. We don't cook anything blank at all. And we live in nearby China, and we are under French culture for French domination for almost 100 years. So most of the food is combined between French and Chinese and Vietnamese together, and that's why it makes it so good.
Which herb would you say is the most important one? I know that a lot of times cilantro is one, and lemongrass.
We use the most in a restaurant, like I use 10 pounds of cilantro a week here, and at least another 10 to 15 pounds of lemongrass a week in a restaurant, and also the fresh red pepper. And I also use some other herbs like called galangal, like in Laos and Thailand. They use a lot of those. The galangal is the root family with ginger. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so our cooking is ginger, galangas, cilantro, and holy basil, mint, and also mostly everything we use onion. This one, kayo onion. This is very important for our cooking. And we have some other herbs too. Let's say like we use very light kind of curry type, like in India, but lighter than India in Bangkok uses. And we also use a lot of fresh coconut milk for our cooking. So, most of our famous dishes for lunch are the soups. We have the new name that we have, like a few dozen, 20, 30 kind, this one kind of soup with this one kind of noodles and meat in it, or seafood. It's very, very famous. Our Vietnamese menu here is increasing, and our famous dishes here now is Chak Ka Hanoi, which I went back to my country after 40 years, left Hanoi. I find out that the Chak Ka is very, very famous in Hanoi for everybody stop by to Vietnam. Tourists come to Hanoi, always stop by in Chak Ka. And I come back and I find a way that I serve Chak Ka to my clients without floating in a lard like Hanoi. And it's much, much healthier and much tastier. I tell you why much tastier and healthy. I grill the fish and I don't use a lot of lard or oil like in Vietnam. And also, everything, our quality of food here is the best, much better. And the portion is bigger and you know how much Amran can eat. We have double, triple, you know, the portions to fill you up.
Now, do you, when you're shopping for the restaurant, do you get up yourself now and go to the market?
From the beginning, the first 5 years I first opened, I have to get up early in the morning and shop around and call the suppliers, see what they have fresh of the day so I can come out the daily special. But right now, we don't have to do that anymore. We just pick up the phone at night. You call them and leave the tip or the list, whatever you want, and they will provide it to you next morning. And sometime that the suppliers, they have something special come in, and they always pick up the phone and they call me first. And Jermaine, I have the fresh halibut, or I have fresh tuna, something, you know, really fresh that you can use. I say, sure, give me 10 pounds, 20 pounds, and next morning will be delivered to my front door or back doors.
A small business. A railroad. A highway beautification plan. A modern industrial facility. You've been listening to the Internet 1996 World Exposition. Building a public park for the global village. This has been a production of the Internet Multicasting Service and Bechtel and Lucas. Your host,